Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Victoria Cash. Thanks for calling the Lucky Land Hotline. If you feel like you do the same thing every day, press 1. If you're ready to have some serious fun for the chance to redeem some serious prizes, press 2. We heard you loud and clear. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com right now and play over 100 social casino-style games for free. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I got 5 on it. That's right. Your boy JN Phoenix back in the building, back in the booth. I'm not the only one. I know I'm not the only one. You know why? Because I got my brother here. Brandon, say what's up. Just in case they forgot your name, allow you to reintroduce yourself. Get him.
I also hate Pitt in the building, in the booth. Ready to rock, yeah. RVK.
That's Elite 8. I also hate Pitt in the building from the fan club, from the bracket.
So dumb.
We got, hey, look, trust me, you guys want to stick around for going in because we're going to talk about this. Is it Madagascar? I don't know. No, I'm probably saying that wrong.
I don't know how to say it.
I'm probably saying it wrong. I know it's been a while, but look, we're going to bring that up. We're going to talk about it. Love the bracket thing, man. It was fun for some people. But we're going to get into it. We got 5 questions. Jordan Ty Curry, once again, he's here with the boys. Jordan, hey, spin the beat. Give us those questions, man.
Welcome back, RVK Nation, to another edition of I Got 5 on It with the Raspy Voice Kids. I'm your host, Jordan Ty Curry, and let's get things kicked off with the first blank. Kirk Carissa, coming to WVU from Arizona, top point guard in the transfer portal, is blank.
First of all, he's not just the top point guard. He was the number one overall, I believe, I could be wrong, but I thought he was the number one overall player in the portal. But him coming to West Virginia, that's a big deal. It's a good get, and I'm happy. So I'd say it's a good get.
I think that this is huge. And the reason why I say it's huge, that's just because he's a big-time point guard, not because it's a position that we've desperately, well, at least this year, we desperately needed. But because of what it tells you about the NIL and what West Virginia is doing, That's the bigger statement made by being able to secure the number one point guard. So it's huge, and hopefully, Mr. Carissa is more of a Noel Devine getting a top recruit instead of getting Jason Gwaltney, which was another top recruit.
Number 2, Ren Baker gathering funds for the NIL, getting pay for play money, is blank.
It's the name of the game. There's no reason to exist in big-time athletics anymore if you cannot secure funds for NIL. Ren Baker's doing his job. It's the name of the game.
Amen. It's wonderful. And matter of fact, I just came up with a new nickname for Mr. Ren Baker. From now on, I'm calling him EA. As for EA Sports, because he's in the game. That's what it is. This is what we've needed. We've needed those funds. And right now, you listen to Pac-Man on Pat McAfee show talking about how he's been getting with the players, and those people got money in their pockets because West Virginia is going to be a pay-for-play destination. Like, I love it. This is what it is. Ren Baker is in the thick of it. Go get him, Mr. EA. Go get him.
Number 3, Angel Reese of LSU and the Caitlin Clark controversy is blank.
Overblown. It's much ado about nothing. People talk trash in every sport all the time. It never gets this much attention. There are lots of reasons why it's getting this much attention, but we can talk about that later. What I'll say now is it's overblown.
Yeah, no, it's absolutely ridiculous. They win a national championship, and on the front page of ESPN is showing her doing the you can't see me thing. We're going to get into this on Going In. Stick around, because there's a lot to say about it, but it's absolutely ridiculous. People using words, and I feel like sometimes they're a substitute for other words, but calling Angela Reese classless over and over again, it was just above and beyond. And as I say that, I do want to say before we go to Going In, I didn't like the gesture. Me and Brandon are also big fans of Caitlin Clark.
Huge.
But with that being said, yeah, it's ridiculous, some of the stuff that's being said.
Number 4. The infamous black jersey is returning to WVU basketball. This makes you feel blank.
Nostalgic. Final Four time, black jerseys were around. And here we go again. They come back to Morgantown. Makes me feel nostalgic. I love it.
Makes me feel like, finally, the black jerseys have come back. Man, we love them. Everybody loves them. You know, it's like the grills. I said, my grandmama hate them, but my little mama love them. That's what happens. The older people hate them. The younger people love them. Yes, I'm classifying us as younger people. Call me delusional if you want to, but no, we love them. And they're coming back. And man, it's exciting. This is what we wanted, Brandon. This is what we needed. The NIL, all right. I'm getting into it. No. I'm going to wait to Going In, and then I'll show you my other feelings. But yeah, no, it's great. It's great, and it's along the lines of the movements being made by Mr. EA.
Number 5. Huggins' quote about letting some young kid come in and screw it up if he left made you feel blank.
Made me feel like Huggins is being a little bit presumptuous. He's a legend. He's a Hall of Famer. It's a fact. It is true. But he's being a bit presumptuous about what somebody else might be able to do in the old Golden Blue.
I like what you did there, right there. That was nice. Shout out West Virginia Anthem. With West Virginia and Bobby Huggins, he's a legend for a reason. Because I feel like hearing this quote is part of his pride, part of his, I won't say arrogance, but it's who he is. And by the way, he has to be that way, or else he wouldn't be a Hall of Fame coach. You got to have a chip on your shoulder. You got to believe in yourself. So I think this was just pretty much pure Bob Huggins. This is Bobby Huggins being Bobby Huggins. So that's what it is. 5 questions, 5 answers. We gave it to you. Trust and believe that you just got the tip of the iceberg. You got the first layer. We're going to go in and we're going to talk about some stuff a little bit more in depth. Things that we have to get off our chest, because it's been a while. It's been a while. But we back. We here. We in the building. So turn up your radios. Get your paper down about what you want to say or what you want to email us, or get us at us on Twitter about where we got it right, where we got it wrong. Get at us, because we coming. Next segment. Let's go.
Rack me, boys!
More than 100 schools available from Home Field Apparel. If you like comfortable clothes, check them out. They are a partner with the Raspy Voice Kids and the 1012 Network. Use our code RASPY12, RASPY12, for a discount on your first order. 15%. Go get it. Tell them we sent you.
Current and former athletes, members of the athletic department, and of course, the best fans in the country all make up a very special group we like to call the Cyclone Family. Join me, Jamie Steyer Johnson, as I bring you closer to the people that make Iowa State unique each week on the Cyclone Family podcast. Some names you may know, while others may be new to you, but one thing's for sure, this is one family reunion you won't want to miss. Each week on the Cyclone Family podcast.
Rack me, boys!
Hail West Virginia! Hail West Virginia!
Hail, We going in. It's time to go in with the RVK's Brandon Phoenix, aka I Also Hate Pitt, joined by my brother,
Should have went to the NIT. JN Fiend Phoenix on the Madagascar bracket. Brandon, I'm a star. I'm a cut you. Hey, I'm gonna let you finish, Taylor Swift, or AKA I Also Hate Pitt. I want to start. I know you have somewhere you want to start. I want to start with the bracket, Madagascar bracket. And I feel like from here on out, I don't even need to say
his name right.
I don't know. I'm just saying, you know, big shout out to him. All I know is I don't even know why I'm on here because I couldn't even make it out of the round of 64. So clearly, they just want to hear you. I Also Hate Pitt. So give it to him, boy.
I feel like it's unnecessary. You know, unnecessary hate directed the wrong way.
No, ain't no hate. I just look, I've realized how they feel about me. Look, you know how funny it is. I promise when we started this, I thought, look, I don't care one way or the other. It's no big deal. It's all good. Then when I saw I was losing by a huge, it wasn't close. There was no love for y'all people don't love JM Fiend. All right. Brandon, let me tell you how petty I am. I'm so petty that after I realized I was about to lose, I went and liked every single underdog. I voted for every single underdog.
I don't even know how to say his name. It's MGTNQUASAR.
Yeah, Madagascar. Okay. That's how Madagascar. You say it. But Brandon, I went and liked every single underdog's, every single person who was losing's thing. That's how petty, on the level of petty I got. Because I didn't think it would be no big deal. It was no big deal. I was like, hey, whatever. And I got my feelings. And y'all hurt me. Y'all cut me to the core. And this is no disrespect for who I went up against. Great person. I was rooting for him to win it. If Brandon didn't win it. But, you know, well, let it be known then. Let it be known.
Bracket don't got no love for JM Fiend.
Now I'm telling you. They really don't. I don't even know why I'm talking. They want to hear you, son.
Yeah, I just want to thank everybody who voted for me. Appreciate y'all. I lost a J Flow 41. This multiple times now I messed up and just put J Flow. J Flow 41. That's John Flowers. Shout out to John Flowers. Shout out to Final Four cast. He beat me. Obviously, I knew he was going
to
beat me.
Elite 8. Shout out to Elite 8.
Shout out to Elite 8. But of course,
I got to make sure, you know, I put some shine on that for everybody who made it out of the round of 64. So, yeah. That's right.
I appreciate that.
64 out of the round of 64. Yeah, I'm going to say it again. Go ahead. Yeah. What's up?
I mean, I ain't got nothing else to say. I wasn't really, you know, it was what it was. Wasn't no
I bet it was. I wouldn't know. I wouldn't know my G.
We got more important things to talk about, though. We ain't got a lot of time to do it.
All right, my bad. All right, continue on.
No, you.
All right, so what do you want to talk? So let's first start. Let's give some love for Ren Baker when he's doing at West Virginia, man. This is big time. Collecting this pay-for-play money is huge for West Virginia. We sit here and we complain all the time about not being able to get over the hill and not being able to get over the hump.
We had a bad football season. First of all, I don't know the details of how much money's being brought in. I know Pac-Man Jones, but Pat McAfee.
Brandon, I heard his voice. Brandon, you don't have to have you don't have to know the exact things with your context clues.
No, Jeremy, what does Pac-Man know about the details of other people's NIL collectors?
Brandon, let me say two things. First of all, Pac-Man has money. So I feel like if you're going to bring somebody aboard and get them to really believe and buy into what you're doing, you're going to let them know that, hey, look, this is a real train moving. That's the first thing. Pac-Man on Pat McAfee saying that was big. But then the next move to show you that it is real, it is not fake, and it is being effective, we get Kirk Carissa, the number one player in the transfer portal. In a day and age where money is being thrown around all over the place, we get the number one player in the transfer portal. That doesn't come from nowhere. There's money and funds being generated, and we're seeing it play out before our eyes. That's the reason why I believe what I hear, and I put other context into something that, you know, when I hear it.
Jeremy, you can say that all you want. Like I said before, basketball is not football. The real NIL collective, the real We Got Money is about football. And I won't believe it until May comes around. We start slanging that thing when it comes
to... No, that's true.
And when I say thing, I mean bag. The bag when it comes to football. And if we do it in football, then I'll believe Ren Baker's really doing his thing. And I'm not saying... I'm not out here being just a negative Nancy trying to say he's not doing his thing. I'm just saying I don't know.
I will say that it's also easier to do in a basketball because there's less players. But I will also say... We just watched Miami go to the Final Four because they got a few great players in the NIL. And we just got the number one transfer in the country right after. Like, this isn't years and years. This is right after.
But, Jeremy, FAU went to the Final Four. FAU went to the Final Four. San Diego State went to the national championship.
That's good. There's other ways you can get there. Yes, there's other ways you can get there. But we just saw Miami and LSU in basketball and Miami girls in basketball get there for paying. And right now we got the number one player in the transfer portal. Brandon, you're acting like that's not a huge thing. That's not a big deal. That's not representation of what it is, a representation of what the NIL, which Pac-Man was talking about, pay for play, is doing. It's right in front of your face.
Jeremy, I don't know Kirk Chris's financial situation. I don't know what we gave him. I don't know his motivation for coming to Morgantown. You're acting like it's apples to apples, direct correlation for a fact, direct line, without question. That's why Kirk Chris is in Morgantown, because we gave him the biggest bag. I don't know.
Yeah, well, fan equals fanatic, and I want to take any partial morsel of anything to make me feel better. So get a pound.
Good, and see how that works out for you. Go ahead and take it. And I don't begrudge you. That's fine.
It works out, Brandon. Brandon, it works out the same way every year. But go ahead.
I don't begrudge anybody who feels like you. Good. If you feel that way, feel good for as long as you can. I just don't have it in me anymore to get excited about things that are not concrete. And this is not even close to concrete. Now, I will say it is to me, Ren Baker being in contact with the way that he is with Pac-Man Jones, Neil Brown too, give him credit where credit is due. The fact that Pat McAfee said people broke into the Pat McAfee show headquarters in Indianapolis to get handwritten letters delivered to him, tells me Ren Baker's doing his thing to make sure they're connected to important alumni.
And Brandon, real quick, what ethnicity are the people who broke into Pac-Man?
No, not Pac-Man, Pat McAfee, but yes. Very important question. But
go ahead. I digress.
They're doing the right things. They're doing the right things by being connected to alumni, important alumni. I tweeted that WVU could not pay for the publicity they get from Pac-Man Jones and Pat McAfee.
Absolutely can't.
Pat McAfee, they could not pay for that. It's amazing what's being done, so they're doing the right things. I'm just not going to sit here and tell you that the NIL Collective, Country Roads Trust, or anything else is getting what they need to get. But I will tell you, what I will tell you is they're doing way more than Shane Lyons ever did. And that hurts me.
Brandon.
From a Parkersburg native, it hurts me to say that about Shane Lyons, but from the NIL changes to the outreach they've done to the black jerseys that Ren Baker has confirmed are coming out, you know, wink, wink, nod, nod. It hurts me to say it, but Ren Baker's doing way more than what Shane Lyons did in his time.
It just hit me. It literally just hit me. I'm going to just say, don't blink. Because if you blink, you might miss the Ren Baker era at West Virginia.
He's still got to hire a football coach. He's still got to navigate the end of Huggy Bear's career. He's got a lot to do, Jeremy. All he's done is hire a basketball coach for the women's basketball team, which it seems like he's done a good job because that women's basketball coach has a 788 winning percentage, which is really good, even though he hasn't had a whole lot of success in the NCAA tournament. He hasn't done the heavy lifting yet.
Brandon.
All that really matters is what you do for men's basketball and football. And Ren Baker hasn't done anything in either of those sports yet.
Yet. And we're all saying yet. We're not hating on it. I'm just saying that if he's successful like we think he's going to be successful, don't blink, because he's going to be like our old women's basketball coach, okay? I'm sorry. I'm not trying to get negative. Let's go on to the next one. It just hit me. If you come here to West Virginia and you're super successful and you're not from here, you're not going to be here for long. That's how it works.
If you are from here, you're not going to be here long.
Yeah. Well, hey, but either way, we like what's happening. We like what Ren Baker's doing. The RVK has fully behind. We think that Ren Baker is the man for the job to get down and dirty.
Half of us is more excited than the other half.
But you don't see his disposition and the way he's working. Like, you don't feel like, this is the guy that we need right now.
I like
it.
I like a lot of things about Ren Baker, but there were things I liked about Shane Lyons. There are things I liked about Neil Brown. What I like are results.
Okay. We'll put that in some cement. And, you know, so when it happens, this isn't the RVK. It's just Jay and Fiend all alone. Mr. NIT, that's my new nickname, Mr. NIT. Mr. NIT in the bracket. No, I ain't never letting it go, okay? My feelings evolved, okay? Anyway, on to the next thing. Huggins quote, Brandon, about some people saying, hey, I should stay around and doing a great job, and some people feeling like I should move on and let some young kid come screw it up. Ah, man. All right, so this is not what he said. He said, that's exactly what he said about letting somebody come in and screw it up. But when I read it, and I feel like some people feel like Bob Huggins built this West Virginia basketball program. Now, there is no question. They talk about how many Sweet 16s he's been to and what he's done postseason-wise with West Virginia, how he owns most of what we did. Brandon, do you look at Bob Huggins and do you think that he built the West Virginia program?
No, I don't. I feel like he continued what was started by
not helping you. Go ahead.
Nobody tell him. Beeline. Okay. And I feel like Bob Huggins strongly built on what Beeline set as a foundation. Those players he went to the Final Four with, a lot of those guys were recruited by Beeline and by John Beeline. And Huggins, of course, with his Hall of Fame abilities, built it into something wonderful and something we were all proud of. But Beeline really started that change from Gail Catlett into something we could be proud of. And he started.
Amen. And that's what I feel like. I think there's sometimes people get it twisted. They feel like Huggins built this. Huggins grew it and made it obvious that it's the sustainability that West Virginia can have. He's had great success. His greatest success with West Virginia did come with John Beeline's players. John Beeline's the one who came and kicked off all our good players. Don't forget, hey, remember Mountaineer Nation. Remember when he kicked off Jonathan Hargett? And we all were like, oh, snap, he better know what he's doing, because we had a legit killer at guard. Granted, a little bit of a head case, not super focused, but he could score the rock. And here comes John Beeline. He kicked everybody off. And what did he do? He showed that he knew what he was doing, and he built a program, just like he did when he went to Michigan, and he continued to build on and take him to the national championship. John Beeline is the one who turned West Virginia basketball pretty much around new age. Now, Huggins continued it and grew it even greater. But Huggins did not build what we have right now at West Virginia. I believe personally,
he didn't build Gail it out Catlett, of nothing.
Gail Catlett did some of it, and then Beeline extended it into more Sweet 16s, Final Four ish type of ball clubs.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Sure. About like Elite Eight. Yeah, for sure. Excuse like for sure. There's no question about that. And my thing with Bob Huggins saying, you know, have some young kid screw it up. The question I have is, why do you think only a young kid is going to come in here, for one? And two, why would they screw it up? Why is it not possible to have somebody else who loves the state, who loves this team, who loves basketball, who loves young men, who comes in and continues to build on what you've built, Bob? Why is that not a possibility?
Amen.
Why is it not possible for a man to come in and build on what has been done in the old gold and blue and now black? So that's my question. That's what I don't understand about that statement. It says a lot to me.
I agree 100%. And for those who feel like, hey, we could never, like, I remember somebody came at me and was like, oh, what are you talking about? Who are we going to get other than Bobby Huggins? Look, first of all, I'm not saying that Bobby Huggins has to go. What I'm saying is I haven't seen anything in the last few years. And I will also say, you're sitting there saying, who else can we get? You know how many young basketball coaches there are? Hurley from UConn was a high school coach a few years ago. Texas's coach now was not the head coach. So, like, if we were looking for a head coach, maybe we could have got him because he wasn't head coach anywhere. I'm saying there is talent all over the country, especially when it comes to basketball head coaches. And there are people who are paid a lot of money to find those coaches. Granted, he's a Hall of Famer. Bobby Huggins is a Hall of Famer. But that doesn't mean the next great coach isn't out there. That doesn't mean that there's not another John Beeline somewhere that nobody's paying attention to, but that can go from West Virginia to Michigan to the Cleveland Cavaliers. But you have to find them. There are people. there are people who are paid to find them. So, you know,
yeah, and when people say, who would you get? Name them. I always tell them my job as a fan is to know when I'm satisfied and when I'm not. My job is to assess whether or not they're fulfilling my expectations as a fan. That's my job.
And unfortunately, they want to talk about the salary. Well, how does his salary affect you? Like I said on Twitter, the more money you make, the more you pay for something, the more you expect out of it. Are you going to expect the same thing from Little Caesars as you would from a big-time pizza restaurant? No. You know why? Because you paid more at the big-time restaurant. Same thing with a steak. Are you going to expect the same kind of steak if you're at home and you paid $9.99 for, you know, however many ounces as if you go to a fine dining restaurant? No, you want something you can't make at home. Why? It's purely based on money. And that's the way it works. The more money, whether it's a car, whether it's a house, no matter what it is, when you pay more money for a product, you expect that product to produce more. Whether I'm paying it or anybody else is paying it, doesn't matter. The more you pay, the more you expect from it. And the fact of the matter is, Bobby Huggins is a top 10 paid coach in the country, period.
And if you want to argue that the what he's paid is not coming directly out of my pocket, you want to argue about taxes, whatever, fans put time and effort into a sports team. They put money directly into the tickets they buy, the merchandise they buy, the concessions they buy. So we do fund the programs. If there were no fans, there would be no Bobby Huggins or anyone else. It's a symbiotic relationship because it works both ways. If we're there because of him, he's there because of us. That's the way it works. Collectively, obviously. So I'm not sitting here acting like it's apples to apples and he's equal to me. I'm not saying that, but I'm saying collectively as fans, that's how it works. So when you put time, money, and effort into something, you want something back. You want a return on that investment. So my point in all of this is, it's not my job to know who the replacement is. My job is to know when I'm satisfied as a consumer. Ren Baker's job, the board of trustees' job, the president's job is to give us something that we're satisfied with and to find something to replace it when we're not.
Hey, way to drop that knowledge. That's good, man. That's good. We're going to move on to another controversial subject. You ready for it? Angel Reese, LSU, beats Caitlin Clark, the golden child. Which, by the way, let's just say we love Caitlin Clark. Man, I love the dog in her. I love the way she shoots. I love the way she moves. Man, you have that chip on your shoulder. But when Angel Reese did that, you can't see me in front of Caitlin Clark. And she did it for an extended period of time at the end of the national championship.
Followed her around. When the game was over and it was unnecessary.
Now, after the national championship, we have everybody coming out their face to say all kinds of things about how classless Angel Reese is. How do you feel about the whole situation, Brandon?
I would not want her doing what Angel Reese did. If I was a player, I would not have done what Angel Reese did. If things are the way they appeared on the court. Now, the caveat to that is I don't know what Caitlin Clark said to Angel Reese during the game. I don't know what Caitlin Clark said to her opponents during the game. I know Caitlin Clark likes to talk trash. She's like Michael Jordan. She's like Larry Bird. She's like all the greats. She likes to talk trash. So if she likes to talk trash, she better be ready to take it when somebody else dishes it out.
And this is the most good.
And as a kudos to her, Caitlin Clark has taken it.
Brandon, I love everything that Caitlin Clark does. She has a chip on her shoulder. Brandon, afterwards, I know you're getting into this. She was like, no, nobody should look down on it. And she even talked about going to the White House. She's like, no, last time I checked, second place teams don't go to the White House. Brandon, how could you not love everything that Caitlin Clark is after seeing that?
No, I loved Caitlin Clark before that. I tweeted about it, so it's on. You can go look and see when I tweeted it. I tweeted it before the national championship game. There's no question. I've been a fan of Caitlin Clark since last year before this run in the NCAA tournament. So I've been on her bandwagon for a while now. I'm a big Caitlin Clark fan. Like you said, how could you not be? And then in the face of all of this, she's handled it exactly the way that I would hope a superstar would.
Amen. Amen. I love it. I love her disposition. I love her swag. I love everything that she's about and how she does it and how she carries through. What I don't love is how people came at Angel Reese. because it's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. First of all, the way she clapped back at Caitlin Clark didn't do it to her, but Caitlin Clark did it a game before to Van Lith of Louisville, a couple games before to Van Lith of Louisville, and nobody said a word. Now here, Angel Rice is doing it, and she's classless. She's a thug. There's all these other, you know, words that they're using for her that are absolutely ridiculous. Now, if you said you didn't like it, I didn't like it. She deserved to be teed up. I get it. But to go that far, I'm sorry, there's a feeling and a smell of something else going on. If one person does it, now granted, I will say Caitlin Clark, what Caitlin Clark and Angel Rice did were not 100% exact. They weren't identical. But they were in the same ball game. So if you love, and like ESPN had a whole segment about what Caitlin Clark did and her fire, that was the word used for her fire. And then on the next thing, you think Angel Reese did was classless and other words that people use? I'm sorry. I feel like it tells you a little bit about yourself.
Classless, I don't mind. Piece of S word, thug, that's way too far.
Classless, thug, I don't like because you didn't call Caitlin Clark classless. But all the stuff she did and said.
Thug for me implies a criminal. Thug implies somebody who's hurting other people.
Thug is, Brandon, let's be for real, thug is a substitute word. There's certain thug, day things.
When I hear thug, people don't call people thugs anymore unless they're using it as a substitute for the N-word almost always.
I just said substitute. I was going to leave it as substitute. But
no, I'm saying it is. All right. When I hear it, that's what I hear. Substitute for the N-word.
In sports, I've never heard thug used except for of one ethnicity, no matter what it is. I'm sorry. I just haven't.
I do not believe that people who were calling out Angel Reese, I don't believe that if you called out Angel Reese, you're a racist just because you called out Angel Reese. But I do believe that all the racists, all the people who are racist on social media called out Angel Reese. So don't get that twisted. Just because you called out Angel Reese does not make you a racist. But all of the racists made sure to call out Angel Reese.
Amen.
100%. Listen to that twice if you're confused about what I said.
Keep listening to it. And what I will also say is, I'm not going to sit here and call everybody like, oh, this hard, you know, you're a hardcore racist. No. But I do think that there are certain prejudices that certain people have that they don't even realize that they have until situations like this may come up. Because with Angel Reese, the words thug, the substitute words thug and classless, those never even, they celebrated Caitlin Clark for what she did. And like I said, if you feel that way, if you feel so, like, and by the way, I don't mind you not liking what Angel Reese did. It's the outrage that gets me, Brandon. It's the POS that gets me. I'm like, what? Really? As if what they did was so much different. It's ridiculous. It's absurd. And once again, this is just the world that we're living in. So, and by the way, there's certain people who were like, hey, why do we have to make everything race? We don't make everything race. But when things are about race, that's what it is. And it's beautiful. And it's beautiful if you personally don't see it. Because a lot of times, if you are not prejudiced or racist, sometimes you can overlook it because you don't have to deal with it. Unfortunately for me, that's not my reality.
Yep. And my thing is, the people who love Bobby Knight, who threw a chair because he was upset at a referee, didn't call him a thug.
Amen. Thank you.
Stuff like that is thuggish. Getting in somebody's face saying you can't see me is not a thug move. Throwing a chair is a thug move. But the same people who love Bobby Knight hate Angel Reese. That's the kind of stuff I don't understand. And the same people who are saying our world is too soft, everybody's a snowflake, are the same people who are mad at Angel Reese. Explain that to me. I don't understand.
Think about it like this. Literally, think about it like this. I think it depends on what you do and how you do it. What I mean is, Caitlin Clark literally, a couple games before, did the exact same move. You can't see me. Was looking dead at Van Lith from Louisville as she walked to the bench. Angel Reese, therefore, mocks that movement. I'm not saying it's right, but she mocks that movement. Mountaineer fans, this is like if somebody during a game hit a shot to win the game against West Virginia and walked by Eric Stevenson and grabbed his
crotch.
Nether regions. Yeah, grabbed his crotch. Would you be upset with that? Probably not, because you knew that Eric Stevens did it a few games ago. So when this guy is mocking Eric Stevenson by doing the exact same thing, it's not that big of a deal. And that's the reason why I'm sitting here to say it's not all about racial things. I think part of it is, people didn't know the history of Caitlin Clark and what she did. All they kept seeing is somebody mock her to her face. They did not realize that she had done the same exact type of things in games before. Had they have known, maybe the reaction would have been a little bit different. And I'm saying that because, like I said, with Mountaineer fans, if you saw somebody grab their crotch towards Eric Stevenson, I'm pretty sure you guys wouldn't be as mad because you realize, hey, Eric Stevenson did this exact same gesture just a few games ago.
I'll tell you the thing that I thought was worse than You Can't See Me to Van Lith was the when she waved off the LSU player who was shooting a three. That's disrespectful. Did I mind it? No. I thought it was funny. But I also
By the way, I think that's great. For me personally, when she waved the guy shooting the girl shooting three, that's mental games. That's part of the game. And by the way,
that's how truth I feel. But that's what I'm saying, Jeremy. I feel that way. Like somebody said they would have punched her in the face if they were Caitlin Clark. And I'm like, if you think that punching somebody in the face for getting in your face is appropriate, who's the thug?
Amen.
So, like, that's my stance on all of this. Like, I just feel like it's an overreaction. Caitlin Clark took the high road. Caitlin Clark handled it the way it should be handled. Caitlin Clark is a superstar. On and off the court, the girl.
We love Caitlin Clark.
I stand.
Son, seriously, I'm about to get a jersey, and we got to go see her this year.
Probably not, but... probably not that far. I'll watch when it's an important game. When she's playing some big time opponents, I'll watch. Probably not going to no games in Iowa though, so I'll just be honest. But yeah, like that's the thing, is like I'm just being real. Like I would rather watch Caitlin Clark than Angel Reese. Caitlin Clark is better than Angel Reese. Caitlin Clark is the reason that the ratings were as high as they were.
And the tickets, the people keep saying, this is what we kept telling you, girls basketball. Yeah, and I understand, look, I'm not hating on girls basketball, but I will say Caitlin Clark is the reason why tickets were $300 a pop.
And we'll continue to be, she's got eligibility and she'll be back next year.
Yep, the juice. You know what else has the juice, Brandon? We're hearing rumors and whispers and little things about black jerseys.
Yeah, so you saw that. So first of all, Jose Perez had a recruit that he was showing around talking about black jerseys, said that we would have them next year. That got leaked. Everybody saw it. Ren Baker had to respond, and he did. Called out Jose Perez that he would be fined because he had to respond to these rumors about the black jerseys, which is basically hilarious. A confirmation that we will have black jerseys. We're going to have black jerseys.
Awesome. It's beyond awesome. Continue on.
Irrational came up with some mock-ups of what they would look like. Ethan Bach put out some mock-ups of what they would look like. I don't have a strong opinion.
By the way, I recognize those names that you just said because all of them advanced deep into 20. Shout out to them, man. Big time.
So why don't we just do what we did before when we went to the Final Four? Those jerseys worked. You know, I'm not mad at them. Just do what we did before.
I love it. Anything to give the fans excitement. Anything to give the players excitement. Anything to give the program excitement. Brandon, all right, we had Sugar Shane. Sugar Shane Lyons, shout out to him, Parkersburg boy, our old AD. And he's like, last time I checked, West Virginia's colors aren't black. I get it. Hey, and that's why he ran things. Ren Baker came through, Mr. EA. I say EA because he's always in the game. He's in the game now. Love it. He's back. He's doing his thing. We got the black jerseys back. It's one of them things. Once again, it's just exciting. And it doesn't matter how you feel about the black jerseys. What matters is that the recruits love them. The recruits are going to love them. These kids that you want to come to your school are going to love them. And it gives us, you know, just something else to be excited for. And we're excited for it.
Yeah,
springtime's coming up, Brandon. We're going to have to jump off here, but here's the last thing. Springtime's coming up. Spring game's coming up. I saw a picture the other day that got me kind of excited. There's some reasons to be excited about West Virginia football. There's reasons not to be excited, but there's reasons to be excited. We're bringing back a line that, is more veteran than not. We got CJ Donaldson, who's finally playing as, a running back. All right. He played running back last year, but he, in the offseason, he trained like a tight end. So he gained a little bit of weight. This is the first year we're going to see him actually in running back shape, hopefully. But also, the picture I saw was Nico Marchio, and Garrett Green standing side by side throwing the rock. And it hit me, this is going to be a great battle between two good quarterbacks, or I hope are good quarterbacks. And it's kind of exciting to see, like, going into this, like, who's going to win this battle? Who's going to win this tournament? Who's going to win? Who's going to show that they are the best quarterback for West Virginia coming into September?
I personally hope Nico wins from the standpoint of, if Nico doesn't win, he's more likely to transfer than Garrett Green is. One. Two, if Nico wins, that's your future. He's your young guy that you're going to have for a while to go, right?
He has one more year than Garrett Green, so they're both pretty young
guys. No, he doesn't. He has two more years than Garrett Green.
Does he have two? All right.
He should. Last year was his first year. He was a freshman last year.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I guess he was.
And he should be able to redshirt, if I'm remembering right.
He ain't redshirt nothing, but okay.
But yeah, I'm just saying, like, technically. And then further than that, I don't think Garrett Green is that good. He can run. Nico is mobile. He's not a runner like Garrett Green is. He's mobile, though. I think that just throwing the ball, Nico should be better than what Garrett Green is. With another year under his belt, I would like Nico to win the job. Of course, let the best man win. Whatever happens, happens. I just want to win games. I don't care how we do it. Garrett Amen. Green, with those running backs and that offensive line, could be a great just run it down your throat offense. I don't see that being sustainable with Garrett Green's size. But like I said, I don't care, man. Just win.
Just win, man. But I just saw those pictures of those two, and it made me kind of excited for this quarterback battle that's about to take place. I agree with you. I think Nico wins it. I think he will win it. I think he'll take the reins. I think he'll take the helm. I don't know what this means for West Virginia football this year. I've decided I don't care what I see or hear this year. I'm picking 6-6. So that's my, you know, before I know a whole lot, that's what I'm picking either way. But hopefully I'm wrong, and hopefully, Brandon, here's the thing. I can't watch Neil Brown too much because I love the way he works.
Me
I love
too.
The way he talks. I love everything about it, and I hear him talk, and I watch his videos, and I get all fired up.
I believe him,
and that's the reason why I can't watch too
no
much.
There's no reason
that's
to.
That's not what I've seen on the field, and I've just decided I got to quit watching because I start believing it again because I like him as a person. He just has to make me realize he can win. Even as a coach, I like him. I just need to know that he can win, and that hasn't happened, but when I watch his videos, I forget about all that, and I start drinking the Kool-Aid even earlier.
Yep, me too.
But that's it, man. That's all I got. You got anything else?
Nah, man. That's it for me, too. It's been a while. I'm glad we got back in the saddle, Jeremy. It was time to ride.
Man, it was good. Felt good.
Like always, get at us. Let us know what you think. Let us know what you thought. Tell us what we got right. Tell us what we got wrong. Yell at us. Cuss at us. Whatever you got to do. Get it off your chest. Like always, get at your boys.
Podcast Network. I'm Victoria Cash. Thanks for calling the Lucky Land Hotline. If you feel like you do the same thing every day, press 1. If you're ready to have some serious fun for the chance to redeem some serious prizes, press 2. We heard you loud and clear. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com right now and play over 100 social casino-style games for free. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.